Hey everybody, it's Justin here. This week on Deprogrammed, we're talking about Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And afterwards, Peter, Chris, and I started talking about albums that we kind of thought we were alone on, which led us down a discussion of nostalgia.
Probably They Might Be Giants' Flood.
That's an interesting choice.
Because, like, in high school and early college, like, nobody was listening to that. And I loved it. And then as time went on, I found my, you know, my They Might Be Giants people who are also just like, yes, Flood is, like, the greatest album ever. So, yeah.
One of the Johns was just on Three Questions with Andy Richter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good episode too. I can't remember which John, but one of the Johns was. But that's interesting because, like, I think of they Might Be Giants, like, when I think of them, I think of them like kind of like now, and you know, mm-hmm. like the status that they have now. Like, because a lot right. of people like them now, you know what I mean?
They're, sure.
A lot of people came around to them, including myself, came around to them late. And so, right. like, I...
But, like, in 1992...
Right, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest band ever.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, who the fuck are They Might Be Giants? So.
But I also felt that way about finding out that Peter was a Local H fan, because Local H... was basically me and my friend Tower. We were the only ones who gave a shit about them. And then, like, you find somebody else who likes Local H. It's like, oh shit, mm-hmm, yo, mm-hmm. all these albums rock, right? And yeah,
I thought it was just me and my friends. And I was like, wait, people outside of Vero Beach listen to them?
There's a lot of bands that are, like the Aquabats. I mean, I'm like, when I found out that people, oh my god, other people like the Aquabats. Like, I know other people like the Aquabats, but people I know like the Aquabats? Holy shit.
It is so surprising. Like, there's some... Like, when I find out somebody likes the Deftones, I'm not surprised, because it's like...
Right.
They're the fucking Deftones. Of course you do. Mm-hmm. Or even with the Smashing Pumpkins, it's more specific. Like I said, like, if I find out somebody likes a Door or a Machine, I'm like, oh shit, you're my people. Whereas... Again, like I said, I hate to repeat myself, but Local H, the Frogs. If I find somebody likes the Frogs, oh shit, it's over.
Right. Yeah.
More recently, it was Shellac of North America. I ran into some people who liked Shellac. I'm like, oh fuck, here I was. Thought I was
didn't
like
know that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you like loud shit, you'll like Shellac.
Mm.
But
I've got one that's kind of a cliche answer now, but. At the time when it came out, I thought me and my best friend were the only two people that loved this album, and that was Pinkerton, because the critics slammed it at the time, and yeah. MTV mm-hmm. didn't want to touch it,
mm-hmm.
and like they just went away for a few years after that, and I was like, oh, well, I guess that's it. Like, we got two really good albums from them, and then, you know, they're out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then as those years wore on, like... Pinkerton started to become this cult classic. And I was like, oh shit, other people liked it too? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I loved Weezer from the get-go.
Yeah, man, there was something very different about them. And I mean, you look at it now and it's like, oh shit, duh. Like surf
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
you know, and then again, Pinkerton, you know, it's the quintessential sad boy record, which I haven't listened to in a while, surprisingly. I'm always more surprised when I find out at this point, again, like you mentioned, that when people don't like it, like Jenny doesn't like Pinkerton. And like, at first I was taken aback, but then like I thought about it and I was like, well, she's not a sad boy.
Yeah.
So
right.
Why would she?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've talked to her about this and she's like, yeah, like I was an emo boy in the 90s. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. There's like, there wouldn't be a connection for her. So like, she wouldn't have the nostalgia of loving it when it came out. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't have that emotional tie. Cause it is all him like longing over girls. Like that's pretty much the entirety of the record. So like,
yeah. And I think if this album, if Pinkerton came out today at my age, I don't know if I would be into it at this age as I was when I was 15 and like just gotten out of my first relationship and stuff.
It's funny because like to me it still holds up, but like I also wonder like how much of that is the nostalgic feeling versus
that's what I was just gonna bring up. Yeah.
Versus is it just that good of a record? I think it's like somewhere between both, which is why I still love it.
Yeah, nostalgia plays a huge part in what you still enjoy and what you don't.
And there you have it. Nostalgia. It's one hell of a drug. You can hear our conversation on Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds on Deprogrammed this Thursday. And if you'd like to hear the rest of the conversation that we had before and after that, it is on After the Fact, number 94. And you can find that on Patreon, patreon.com/OhHiJustin. And Deprogrammed is available on all podcast platforms.